That was Moondog. Okay. We heard Moondog doing Trees Against the Sky and then Tap Dance. Yeah, we were really playing tap dancing on the radio. Yeah, it says disc error on that. That's Whoa. Really weird. That yeah. ain't no good. So so that was before Moondog, we heard some...
Sid Barrett from the Madcap Laughs. You heard No Good Trying. That song has haunted me for years it's and years and
bizarre.
Years.
Very strange.
I like it more each time I play it. I can understand the words. I just can't understand what he's talking yeah. about. Yeah.
What in the hell? And it is kind of reverse engineered a little bit, isn't it? Like they recorded all the...
He was severely challenged, shall we say, and did probably the guitar and vocals, and then the rest is probably done by members of the Pink Floyd and the Soft Machine, and I think Krell was in the studio with them mixing that down that day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Before that, anyway. We heard Ultimate Spinach.
Oh, boy, that was something.
Woo! That is a 60s group you're not going to hear anywhere else, I guarantee you. That is Ego Trip by Ultimate Spinach.
And before that, Hugo Montenegro, a quad record. Stutterology.
A quad record. Now tell our listeners what that means.
Well, quadraphonic. They were trying to make a big thing out of this. You'd buy special quad records and you would listen to them on your quad system. Quadraphonic.
Your big money.
And I've got like three or four quad records that are stereo compatible.
Uh-huh.
The soundtrack of Sisters by Bernard Herrmann's on quad. Striking It Rich by Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks was on quad.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash. Now,
that's an
Johnny
odd one.
Cash is in quad. Well, he's one guy.
Why?
Because it was a live record and you got to hear the audience. It's like you're in the audience
cares?
At a...
Who cares?
Well,
Sorry. Before that, before Hugo Montenegro, we heard the... This is really the name of the group.
Boy.
The X-Lents.
I can only hope that they used to be called the Lents.
Now they're the X-Lents.
Yeah.
They're doing a song called Psychedelia, and they're from India. It's okay.
They practically invented psychedelia.
That.
Or at least they got in on it early. Before that, oh my goodness, I've been waiting a long time to play Centipede. It's a group with 50 members in it.
And that's why it sounds so insane.
Yeah, it's a gathering of jazz and rock and classical people all together and doing it's a four-sided album, one big long thing all together.
Yeah, it's hard to
queue
up.
I'm going to call this September Energy Excerpt 1.
And we started off with Cucumber, a garage band from the 60s, doing a song called Under, kind of mixed with various samples from the LSD records that we got laying around. And we're going to play Like It right here on Rural War Room Trippin' Balls. So take that. This will calm things down just a little bit.
I blame the funk.
Thank you. this tribe, the whippoorwill sails on a lonesome call. From the twilight to the horizon, there's something wrong. I'm looking for the jackaroo in a burnt-out car. In the dirt behind the daydream, through a window painted on a blackened building, there's something wrong. And the click, clack, clack, clack of the freight train goes this and that and this and that, this and that and this and that, till your ears are ringing and your vision is clouded.
going back to be all the things you want to be. While in sweet dreams you softly sigh, you hear my voice is calling to be mine again. Live the rest of your life in a day. Get out and get what you can while your mom is at home sleeping. No time to understand, 'cause they lost what they thought they were keeping. No one can see us in your sweet dream. Don't hear you leave to start the car. Up tightly in the coat you borrowed from me. Your place of resting is not far. You hear my voice is calling to be mine again. Live the rest of your life today. They thought they were keeping.
Thank you. rise and lasting darkness guards over the mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, butter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your song.
By the one side, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
The girl from nowhere at all. The girl from nowhere at all. picture of you. I'm my old dreams and you. I'm my old dreams and you.
Thank you.
Tripping Balls with the Rural War Room. This was Kevin Ayers and the Whole World from their first album, his first album, their first album, Shooting at the Moon, and that's the title song. No other song sounds like that.
No. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Before that, from Arkansas, The Purple Canteen, 1969, I believe, Brains in My Feet. Is the name of that song.
And before that, oh boy, I wish you could see the album cover that came with this one. How to Blow Your Mind and Have a Freak Out Party.
Sounds fun.
Electric Mind Sound by The Unfolding. And that's who you heard, The Unfolding, doing The Girl from Now Here.
Nowhere.
Nowhere?
Yes,
now,
no. No. Ooh.
No. Now Here.
From Now. Wow. Here.
Wow.
Let me think about that with my brains and my
Whoa.
Feet.
Before
that, the Strawberry Alarm Clock. We had to Whoa. Play that. Incense and Peppermints.
Now.
You know that song.
Yes, I do. That. Yes, I do. They actually played at my high school.
Oh, boy.
And I got to talk to one of them later, and he remembered that gig, and he says, yes, we were really into the satin pajama phase at that point. And if you ever saw a photo of these guys, you know what I'm talking about. Before that, from the soundtrack of a short-lived musical in Chicago called Nefertiti. Let me guess, around the time of the King Tut exhibit? Maybe so.
Probably so.
This was a song called Legions.
Not Legions.
Legions. Yeah.
Before that, I had to play Jethro Tull, because you know.
Yeah.
Sweet Dream is the name of that song.
Before that, I'd like to see the hands of the people that recognized Pink Floyd.
Me.
Off of their second album, A Sauce Full of Secrets. That's one I haven't even played in 40 years because I just rejected it at the time as being way too sappy. It's a Rick Wright song, but if you listen to the production of that, it's bizarre. I really like that now in spite of its dippiness.
And we started off with Laika.
If you're going to take the hippie, you got to also take the dippy sometimes.
That's true. Yeah. Laika doing... Looking for the Jackalope. And oop, I just looked at the time. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
KBS 88.8.